I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you remember when we were friends in the 80s?
In the 80s.
Do you remember when we was friends back then?
It was acceptable then.
Those 40 years have gone so fast. Now we're two old cunts making a podcast. Just talking about when we were friends in the 80s.
In the 80s.
And remembering when we were young in the 80s.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. September 1983.
Back through the time tunnel, 40 years ago, it was September 1983. Because that's what we do on this podcast. You know, I listened back to one the other day.
Right.
And I thought, we haven't actually explained.
What for new listeners?
Yeah, I mean, there aren't going to be any new listeners. But imagine if there was.
Give it a bit of context.
Yeah. Should put it in context.
All right, I'll do it. We're half pissed already. We're going to get a lot more pissed. You're going to probably try and thumb in some fucking chat about nonsense that might make the edit.
I can't hear the phrase thumb in without soft on.
Can you remember?
They've all just switched off.
Why did we call Dennis soft on? Because he never, ever fucking went with that, did he? He used to get really offended when we used to call him soft on.
Because his name was Thompson.
Was that it? It was just...
And it's nearly an anagram of soft on. It's one of them nearly anagrams like Bob Geldof and Gobbledoff. And Chesney Hawks and Cheesy Wanks.
He would not entertain soft on, would he?
Who wants that as a nickname, though? Hard on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Soft on? No.
I don't know. I think if the police are looking for someone that's done something very, very horrible, Ardon.
Yeah, they're looking for Ardon.
They're looking for Ardon, and like, I don't think Softon's got anything to worry about.
Yeah, but Softon will never semi.
Semi's the middle ground, isn't it?
Half mast.
If you go clubbing, you want your mates to go, "Oh, wait, Ardon," like, you know, in front of the ladies. But you don't want someone to go, "A Softon over there."
Yeah.
Because it don't promise a lot to a lady, does it?
No.
Or a guy. Depends what you're into. But, like, you know.
It'd be harder to cram a Softon in a bummer, wouldn't it? And it would a fanny. They haven't got a natural lubricant. Right, let's just bin that off and move on. Where are we on? Where are we at?
September 1983.
So I was going to briefly explain for any new listeners.
Yes.
Should we do all our sponsors first?
Oh, fucking hell.
How many we got this month?
One, haven't we?
No, two. The MIDI guys.
No, they've binned us off.
What?
You talking about him sitting in a porter cabin wanking off? Like,
well, 1 month. They've had 1 month's...
Yeah.
And they've gone.
They just emailed just saying, like, thanks, but, yeah, we're only in for a month. Yeah.
Who emailed? Dave?
The one that, when he went and got the coffee, it was the one that went and got the coffee, not the one that was standing in the porter cabin having a wank.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're back to having one sponsor. So if you want to be a sponsor, like, get involved. I mean, but, you know the nature of this podcast. You know that, you know, we F and Jeff a little bit, and it can get a bit blue. But, So this month's podcast is the MSC, the Murder Sex Cult, abbreviated to the MSC, which is a gang of lovely people and dangerous loners that become patrons of my other podcast. And through listening to that, they've come and checked out this podcast and like this podcast, so want to support it, which is lovely. And yeah, I'm off to meet them in, I think it's the first weekend or second weekend in October.
Send us a text when you go in and give us free rings when you get back.
I will. Anyone ever do free rings anymore?
No, I don't think you do. You send a little text or WhatsApp, don't you? The Lancashire Rock Pots had a song called Give Us Free Rings So I Know You're Not Dead.
Look, before we get back, we'll finally get around to telling you what this podcast is about, just a massive thanks to the MSC.
Have you got one loner that you're going to dig out this month? We covered Kirsten's fanny in the last episode.
That was a bit rough, wasn't it? Not her fanny, but like the way that
it was,
we...
though, wasn't it?
That, I got a little message from her after she listened to that, just going, cheers. Thanks ever so much for absolutely ruining my family on a podcast. We can talk about. Let me pick someone from the MSC. So you've got. Let's talk about Jess. So Jess, I think she's a bit middle class, and she's got quite. She's got colourful hair, a little bit shaved up the sides.
Coloured hair, whiffy rat.
Ah, is that how it rolls?
Yeah.
Right, because she's actually with one of the other Patreons as well, one of the other MSC.
And what's his name?
Kev.
Kev? Whiffy rat? He don't mind, though, does he?
No. Hashtag whiffy rat. Yeah, I don't know.
Kev's one of them blokes, he goes out of a pub, he'll have a couple of drinks, and he just starts like just saying things to people to wind them up. Ends up getting dragged outside. Someone's fucking smashed him in the uter. So he's got no sense of smell now. So it don't matter how whiffy a rat is. She's found a perfect man for that.
Yeah. These people are meant to be.
Yeah.
Erwafty rat. He smashed Noz. Everyone's a winner.
Match made in heaven.
The MSC, proud sponsors of Acceptable in the 80s. Films?
Yeah. Have you said what the podcast's about?
No, you can do that.
I don't know if there's any point now. Everyone who's fucking...
No, they've turned
off. They've all turned off, haven't they?
This is my most popular podcast.
But fucking hell. Fuck your life.
Yeah, it's a lot of people listen to this. And like, and do you know what?
The only thing I do now. I don't actually do anything else.
I want to thank everybody that messaged last month about some Pat Chat. Because obviously we fucking lost that shit at the end of last month's episode talking about Pat. There'll be more Pat chat on tonight's episode. We've had some lovely feedback from you. So we do appreciate all the little messages and that. And the fact that there's now Top Cunts cards being floated about on the internet as well is even better.
I'm loving all them fucking cards with the people's cocks.
George Benson.
Bruce Grobbelaar.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. So, Acceptable in the 80s is a podcast where me and my best mate, Cunt here, who have been pals, best pals for how many years now?
It was 40 years, 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Right.
I think we started 3 years ago this month, did we? 1980?
Did we start in September?
It's the third anniversary of the podcast.
Who'd have thought it?
And we've been mates 40 years, haven't we?
Yeah.
Month and that in September 1980. And so we decided to do a podcast, and every month would be an anniversary of that month 40 years ago, where we'd look back at films, music, and other things. It was meant to be a kind of nice sort of, you know, light-hearted, slightly boozy,
open
nostalgia
what's
podcast,
it
wasn't it? Just you egging me on to describe people's cocks.
Strap in.
Strap on.
We normally start with films. I've realised that after 2.5 years.
I believe it was music at the start, but then we changed it round. But I always thought it was films for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
What have you got for films?
There was only one on MovieWeb. Brainstorm. Have you heard of that?
No.
Right. I think this was the film that Natalie Wood was filming with Christopher Walken when she went missing off the boat and died.
That was nothing to do with Christopher Walken, was it?
Christopher Walken was on the boat. Christopher Walken, what was his name off fucking Heart to Heart?
Robert Wagner.
Yeah.
He was with her, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was his... So Natalie Wood was his missus.
Murga.
Who was in Taggart?
No, hang on. What was it you said at the beginning of Heart to Heart?
When they got together, it was Murga.
That was it.
This is my dog, Freeweek.
I don't know what I went. Murga!
Murga!
There's been a murder. Yeah. And how do I put this so we don't get sued?
No one listens.
There's always been like mystery around it, hasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, because apparently she had like bruises on her arms and that, and abrasions.
She was tiny, like, Natalie Wood.
Someone would give her a dig or something. Something happened. Something happened on that boat. There was only them two, the two actors, Natalie Wood and the boat captain. And meanwhile, they were filming Brainstorm and they had to finish it off with her sister doing the last few scenes.
Shut up.
No, seriously. I thought you was going to say shut the front door. I fucking hate it when people say that.
I literally curbed her. Fuck off.
Shut up. Shut up's all right. So, so they were filming this film Brainstorm. I went to Wikipedia to see what it was about because I've never actually seen it. Scientists invent a brain-computer interface enabling sensations to be recorded from a person's brain and converted to tape for others to experience. It could actually happen, couldn't it?
So, basically, we're sitting opposite each other. We've both got laptops and we can't see each other's screens, right?
Yeah.
But, for instance, you look at Maria Whittaker's boobies, right? And you download yourself getting a stiffy and then tape it. And then
you can listen to it and you'd have a stiffy.
Wow.
But then if you looked at Maria Whittaker, you'd probably have a stiffy too. Who married Maria Whittaker? I found this out the other day. Can you just have a quick Google? You're on the internet on your computer.
Roger Whittaker.
Ah, thanks for clearing that up.
No problem.
Bet he whistled up her fanny a few times. I would have.
She's passed away, hasn't she, Maria Whittaker?
Has she?
Oh, hang on. I might have got that wrong. No. Suzanne Mizzi passed away. Let's just see what happened to Maria Whittaker. English former glamour model. She was bloody lovely.
Was it a it weren't a footballer. Was it a
probably. They,
pop
they,
star?
They love having it off, don't they? Married to Michael West, better known as record producer Rebel MC.
That's it, Rebel MC, yeah.
And Congo Natty. Fucking hell.
I thought he died.
No, that was... it might have been one of the other street tough lot.
What, the one of Double Trouble?
One of Double Trouble,
they,
yeah.
They going out now as Single Trouble.
bloody hell. Caw, the Rebel's here.
Yeah. Rebel's up to his nuts in guts.
Fucking hell. Street muff. Oh. They played The Brush, the Rebel MC.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you...
I don't know why. They did.
So why are you calling him they?
Well, it was MC... Was
Double
it?
Did Double Trouble and the Rebel MC play The Brush?
Yeah.
Right. I thought Rebel MC had become a they.
Have you only got one film?
Nah.
What else you got?
I got a bit more on Brainstorm, but there was one paragraph that particularly caught my eye.
Go on.
One team... these chairs are really creaky tonight, and every time you reach for a prawn giant, what's it? One team member, Gordy, has sexual intercourse whilst wearing the recorder and shares the tape with colleagues, including Hal. Hal splices one section of the tape into continuous orgasm, which results in sensory overload, leading to his forced retirement.
He had to retire?
Because he just couldn't stop spaffing. Did you read that fucking story? It was on, like low down the front page of the BBC News website the other week. Sorry to fucking go away from the 80s. But it was about a doctor who got done for wanking in one of his patients' coffees. Did you read that?
What doctor makes their patient a coffee?
The one who wanted to have a wank in it. So she thought it tasted funny, and so she kept a bit of it and had it analysed, and it had his jizz in. And his defence was, you obviously ain't seen this.
No.
His defence was that he's got this condition where every time he goes to the toilet, he ejaculates a little bit, and he must have just forgot to wash his hands.
And it found its way into a coffee.
Yeah.
Feasible.
Hmm.
I did read an article a couple of weekends ago about Hugh Hefner, and one of the Playboy bunnies said that he took so much Viagra he went blind.
Really?
Yeah.
Like King Dong.
Like King...
All the blood went to his cock, and he didn't have any sight left in his eyes.
Right. So I was talking about, I've done a podcast this morning, and basically I read this thing about this bloke who, in Brazil, he's got the biggest cock in the world, but he can't work because he can't find uniforms that fit him, right? And but his actual cock was 7 inches, but he put weights on it from his teenage years, and it's like 18 and a half inches, but his actual cock is still 7 inches, but all the stuff around it that's built that hasn't actually got nerves and such in, like... It's fucking weird, but it made me talk
about... So is it long but really thin?
No, it's a massive... It looks like a fucking baseball bat, but the actual stem is still 7 inches. Everything else is just like molecules and... Oh, I can't remember what they would describe
so
it
what,
as. It, he can't get a boner.
Only 7 inches of it goes stiff and the rest of it's flaccid.
Yeah. It's fucking bleak.
But King Dong weren't like that.
Was he real? This is where I'm going with it.
Yeah, his cock was 27 inches. And whenever he got an hard-on, he just passed out because all the blood went to it. But like, if you're saying, like with Hugh Hefner, if you get too many hard-ons eventually and your cock's that big, you just go blind. So that's what happened to King Dong, wasn't it? Like, you know, like a rabbit that has myxomatosis. He just got this massive hard-on and he couldn't see where he was and he just wandered out into the street and just ended up getting run over.
Right. King Dong. I don't think he was a real person.
Of course he was.
There's a film called King Dong. But it's a play on King Kong. I don't think... I honestly think...
Who was it starring?
King Dong. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. What else you got for films? Anything?
Educating Rita.
Yeah. I remember, like, when that come out, and I remember, like, because I used to quite like Julie. I quite fancied Julie Walters when she was young. And but then I probably would have been, how old were we at this point?
Like 11.
So you're starting big school?
Yeah, I started big school this month 40 years ago.
How was that?
I don't know, really. Like, I wanted to go to school where all my mates were going, as you, like, everyone does. But my mum had this idea that I was going to go to a special school.
Well, you were brighter than all of us idiots, weren't you?
I was very, very gifted. I don't like to keep talking about it.
Don't
I was,
wrap that up.
Well, we might as well just carry on.
What films you seen?
It was very, very gifted. So I went to a school in Upminster for gifted children.
What Hogwarts, you cunt? It's just fucking...
But have you...
You passed 11 plus, that's it, man.
Do you know some of the... no, but it wasn't like an 11 plus school.
All right, who's the alumni of that school?
I'm going to tell you, it's alumni.
Right, what is it?
Alumni.
What did I say?
Alumni.
Oh, right, okay.
That's not even a thing.
See, right. If I would have gone to your school, I would never have said that.
So, famous alumni.
Right.
Chris from Hardcore Listing.
Is that it?
Yeah. No. Jack Warner, who played Dixon the Doc Green.
Really?
Evening all.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my wife's tits popped out, and I've done some shoplifting. Richard Madeley.
Really?
Yep. I'm gay, but you'll never see me anywhere near a cock, because I want a career. Ryland Clark.
Right.
Did
Ryland go at Coopers?
Sid.
Bernard Breslau.
Breslau.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Warner, Breslau, Madeley, Clark, Chris Markle-Listing, cunt. And a couple of fucking people from Love Island and what have you.
Mate, I can't believe Breslau went to your school.
Yeah.
Have you made that up?
No. Don't need to.
Fucking hell. No one went to my school.
I bet they did. So no one's put it up on Wikipedia.
I'll have a quick look.
Lee Antonio.
Love Rat. That's Lee. Yeah.
Lee weren't a love rat, was he? Definitely weren't a fanny rat.
No.
Or a gash hound.
I don't think he made love back then. I think he liked a fanny then. He did like a fanny.
But who didn't?
No, I know. But
when it was all right, I like them.
Yeah, but we didn't get any opportunities.
No.
They were presented to him regular.
On a plate.
Yeah. Do you think he satisfied them?
Yeah.
Completely?
Yep. I'm just picturing Lee plugging away at my bummo and I feel satisfied.
I don't know why I pictured myself filming that.
I was picturing it pre-phone, so you must have like a 1980s video camera. Little handy. Oh, no, one of them fuck off ones.
Oh, dear. Who Dares Wins come out?
Did it?
Yeah.
I thought we talked about Who Dares Wins like a couple of years ago. Was it off Movie Phone?
It was, yeah.
So tell me about Who Dares Wins. Was that about the siege?
Yeah, the sass. Remember Pete Antonio's T-shirt? Lee's brother's T-shirt?
Don't mess with the SAS.
That was a fucking serious T-shirt, that, wasn't
it? Yeah.
It was just a black T-shirt with that in really little letters, wasn't it? Right across the chest.
And the logo as well, the knife.
And I remember him wearing that when he played Hollywood, didn't he? And he just had that on and a balaclava.
He had that urban camo, like the black and grey camo that was later made famous by E17. Them trousers before anyone else was wearing them. And a fucking black balaclava, wasn't it?
That's a statement. Fucking hell.
I remember going out when I worked at Lakeside Shopping Centre. Someone saying they'd been up to the... Because, you know, like, the security guards were all, like, just fucking wannabe old Bill.
Mm.
Someone from my shop had been up to the Lakeside Security Guards office and they had a flag on the wall, like the British flag, with the SAS logo in the middle.
Lakeside Security?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I know, isn't it?
Silly bastards.
Excellent, though, isn't it? To know that you had that level of protection.
Yeah, it is. It's reassuring.
Elite protection.
It is. It's great. They accompanied the old Bill when they frog marched me out of Lakeside when I got nicked. Oh, fucking hell.
Do you want to talk about when you got nicked?
Not really. I mean, we can.
Well, it's up to you.
Well, it wasn't that exciting. I just let my mates come in and nick a load of fucking tapes.
Where were you working?
W.H. Smith's.
And like, did you have a position of responsibility?
I was a manager in a music section.
Did you abuse that by removing the tags from the tapes?
Yeah, and then my mate come in and nicked them all.
It's a foolproof plan, surely.
It is a foolproof plan, especially when the fella that nicked all the tapes is a copper. And he weren't at the time. I was going to go to prison for that. It was fucking mental.
You weren't going to prison.
I fucking was. They said, because they'd done me for theft from employee and breach of contract, first person to ever get nicked in Lakeside.
You were the first person to get nicked in Lakeside.
Because when...
They were going to make an example out of you, weren't they?
I think so.
Stocks.
Like... But can you remember, like, when... Like, they filmed, like, Bollocksy's band and that for that programme Lakesiders.
Nah.
And I think, they made this TV show called Lakesiders about people that worked in Lakeside, and they filmed, Bollocksy's band. And I remember just thinking, and I was on the coach at one of their gigs when they were filming it, and someone's like, you go and speak to Roy, he was the first person to get arrested in Lakeside. And I was like, I don't really want to go and tell you and talk about that, thank you very much. I mean, I did. but yeah, fucking hell. Are the SAS the oldest people on the planet?
No.
Who's older than the SAS?
People in pub car parks.
Good answer.
No, they're the best trained people on the planet. But if it come to having an
They ain't got street smarts, have they?
No. I reckon if it come to it, they find themselves in a pub car park with Pat Roach.
Yeah.
Chaz Hodges.
Yeah.
Jeff Capes.
Yeah.
And Peter Whiff.
Bass player from the Inspiral Carpets.
He's late 80s, but if he wraps that round your head, yeah. I don't care whether you've got a balaclava on or not, you ain't going to see that coming.
Nah, that's the thing. I do think that the SAS have got their place. You know, if you want to abseil into an embassy, fucking great. They're your guys. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want Big Daddy going down the fucking... down a rope and through a window. Dude, he ain't going to fit, is he? Nah. He'll just get stuck in the window.
And the thing is as well, imagine fucking Roach in that sort of situation. Right, what are we going to do, Pat? We're going to abseil down now. We're going to stay at the top of the embassy for about 46 hours until we know, Pat ain't doing that. A, his scrapyard's got to be open on the weekend.
Yeah.
He's just booting the front door in and he's going in, isn't he?
Exactly.
Even think he's tooled up.
He's got a wrench and he wants to wrap it around someone's head. And that ain't going to wait 46 hours, is it? 46 seconds. There's Roach in the middle of the embassy in his fucking leotard. Who's having it?
Exactly. Ain't got time to fucking muck about. Doreen's got a fucking fry up on. Got to get back. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Fried eggs are time sensitive.
He likes a dippy egg. He don't want nothing going too hard.
No.
Right. I've got another thing for films. I've got Escape from the Bronx. And I just remember there was in the early 80s, the Bronx was the scariest place ever, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, Bronx Warriors, Escape from the Bronx. All of the films that just had gangs in the video shop had the word Bronx in it.
Although there was also, those fart cushions that had the phrase, gives a real Bronx cheer. Which lightened it up a little bit.
But did you ever have a whoopee cushion?
Yeah.
Because we spoke about the joke shop in Grays.
No, I don't know, actually.
Because, if we ever went to Grays and we was feeling particularly brave, we'd cross the railway tracks into, Ducky Boy territory, wouldn't we? And it was, it was rough, that side of it. I mean, it was rough in fucking Grays.
It was basically the Grays Bronx when it crossed the railway lines. It was the Bronx of Grays,
yeah. But there was a joke shop over there.
Yeah.
And it weren't just a joke shop. It was a joke shop that sold, survival knives. You could buy, Rambo knives in there, couldn't you? And, snap-its and fucking bangers and stuff that. It was fucking brilliant. Was that pre-Bubbletronic? I don't know where the Nazis were at that point, but,
They move around, don't they?
But, I'd always think, did the joke shop in Grays have fancy dress? Because, I don't know, I just felt that any time you go in it, they always smell a bit stale, them shops, don't they?
That's all the jizz.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. If you've got one bloke behind the counter just wanking at, a little grainy picture of someone getting changed in the cubicle, they will end up smelling the jizz.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments.
Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Bronx. Right, okay. Right, we're going to have a quick game of Trading Places while we're on films. So, Trading Places, simple game. I'll give you a couple of celebrities that are much missed and loved. And what Cunt can do is he can trade them. He can bring them back, but what he has to do, he has to trade a current celebrity. I'm going to kick off with Brian Cant.
Oh, Brian Cant.
Lovable Brian from Play Away. So many amazing TV shows growing up. I think he put a stint in at Play School as well.
Definitely deceased.
Definitely deceased. I checked today. P-L-A-Y. Play your way, way, your way, way.
Much missed as well, Brian Cant. He was one of the ones that definitely weren't a nonce.
He was up there, Fred Harris, just a good bloke.
Yeah.
Derek Griffiths, just good eggs.
Never any whispers.
Never.
Do you know, I think Brian Cant, let's go for someone that rhymes, oh. Ant, from Ant and Dec.
Fair enough. What's he done to upset you?
Drunk drove, cheated on his missus, makes out he's a good bloke.
Get in the bin, mate. Yeah. We're bringing Brian back.
Get in the grave, Cant's coming back. Cant and Dec.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Yes, we'll have some of that. Cant and Dec, that'd be better.
Yeah, actually, can we fucking send Dec as well? And
well, hold tight.
Derek Griffiths. Oh, he's still alive, isn't he?
He's still, yeah. Let's just...
Cant and Derek.
Right, next one. He was addicted to love, Robert Palmer.
Smoking, alcohol.
He was always running around.
Gambling.
Yeah.
Love. Four of the main addictions. Robert Palmer. Yeah, much missed. Time with the power station.
Yeah.
A couple of members of Duran Duran.
Correct.
I'd like to have Robert Palmer back. Not for the COD reggae kind of singles, but, you know, he had some fine pop moments, didn't he? Who could we do without? Noel Gallagher. Like, never need to hear another fucking song from Noel Gallagher because you know exactly what you're going to get. Robert Palmer, you don't know what you're going to get.
No, you don't. All right, fair enough. Gone. Palmer's back. And lastly, he was once a sexy thing. He's now deceased. Errol Brown.
Sadly missed Errol Brown.
I think he potted the Brown.
I think he did, but I think he remained in the closet.
No, I don't mean like a fella's brand, but like Mrs. Brown. Like
that's who I'd give up for him. The fella from Mrs. Brown's Boys.
I did see the
all
other day
long.
I did see it on Facebook the other day where someone just put, "What cunt's commissioned another series of Mrs. Brown's
Boys?" Who watches it?
Oh, I've no idea.
Who actually watches it?
I mean, no one that listens to this podcast.
Errol Brown's Boys. Now, that's a different fucking story.
Is that his bollocks or is that his kids?
Both.
Imagine that.
The kids like, that come out, his bollocks.
No, I think that's it'd where be they better originated. Just a kind of a retrospective look back at Errol's Boys. Like, Errol Brown's Boys. And all it is a little fucking GoPro at the base of his stem. And each episode is just his bollocks smashing in to the fucking back doors of some, like, Page Three Birds, like, Harris.
Do you reckon he was smashing the Page Three Birds, Harris?
Errol Brown?
Yeah.
I mean, he was a sexy thing.
Yeah, he was.
He made love. But, like, I do believe he made love to Mrs. Brown. But I reckon...
She didn't properly satisfy him, though, did she? It was. He was quite promiscuous.
Yeah. No, I think he just had needs.
Yeah.
And he liked to drink.
And that made him promiscuous.
I guess so, but like, perhaps she could have just upped her game a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this ain't like, it ain't a greengrocer from Romford Market. This is Errol Brown of Hot Chocolate.
And also, he was quite progressive, and Mrs. Brown, she never really tended to her beaver, and it was quite overgrown. And Errol liked to shave rat. He was quite ahead of his time in those ways.
Yeah.
Or bumhole.
Absolutely.
Depending on what way
absolutely
he went.
We'll try and bring back upstairs, downstairs at some point. But yeah. So are you bringing back for Errol Brown?
No, I'm bringing Errol Brown back. Bringing back Brown.
Yeah.
And getting rid of Mrs. Brown.
Right.
From Mrs.
Right.
Brown's boys.
God, I'm pissed. We're only on films. Fuck me.
You started too early.
I think we did. I've had four beers.
I'm only on three. Get us another one.
Music?
No, I thought we hadn't finished films yet. Have you got any more films?
I ain't, no. I tried to think of some sort of game called Educating Roy, but I couldn't work out a game.
Educating Roy.
Lewis Collins, he had it off a lot from Who Dares Wins. If you're playing a bloke in the SAS, and when you're not, you're one after the professionals.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was never at home on his own about 11 o'clock considering calling Night Owl's massage, was he? Like thumbing through the back of the Thurrock Gazette looking...
Walking down the petrol station to pick up a copy of Loot just to see what's in the back pages.
Not Lewis. Did you see the film on? I did end up on Movie Phone because of the lack of films on Movie Web this month.
You ain't got to admit it now. We all know. You say it every month. Manimal, the movie, was that?
Was it?
Yeah.
Do you remember Manimal? I remember Manimal, the TV programme.
The film of that.
I remember being in the playground at my junior school, like just looking at your hand, trying to make your skin move like it was going to turn into something.
How'd you get on with that?
Not so good. Weren't through lack of trying, though.
I used to put my hand inside my sleeve and my parka and then sort of like slowly eke my hand out, like that scene in American Wolf in London where his hand sort of stretches out.
Yeah. So do you think, what was the premise of Manimal? He was a man that could turn into animals, wasn't he?
Yeah. What would you turn into?
Probably a monkey, because you can just wank in front of people and they think it's charming.
You can throw shit at them and they just film it and laugh. Great answer. Yeah.
What about you?
I don't think I can top that. Yeah. I'll just be the monkey sitting behind you egging you on. Do that wank thing again, mate. Go on, do that wank thing. The only other films I've found on here, Revenge of the Ninja, like The Bronx, there was loads of ninja films.
Yeah.
There's obviously always inappropriate ones, one of them called Sweet 16.
Did you see Hadley's Rebellion?
No.
It was on Movie Phone in September 1983. It's called Hadley's Rebellion. I went and had a look.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I can see it now, yeah.
Did you go and have a look what it was about?
No.
Right, I went on Wikipedia. After he transfers to a new school in Birmingham, Hadley is victimised and ostracised by his two cool classmates, LeBon Rhodes and the Taylor Triplets. They all tell him he's just a bricky in eyeshadow. To prove his worth, our hero takes up wrestling, and before long he's the school champ, thanks to the input of Coach Ball. Coach Ball isn't an alcoholic, but his assistant, Coach Armand, likes a couple of pints. Together, they introduce Hadley to their mate, the Sex Dwarf, and him and Hadley tag team. They perfect this move where Hadley gets an hard on, and the Sex Dwarf headbutts it and pings him across the ring, knocking the Durang Gang over like Skittles.
How much of that's... You
it's loosely based around the original. Music?
Yeah, why not? Oh, dear. Right, let's get my charts up.
I've got to say... I've done the top 20.
Right.
And that's pretty much all I've got this month because I went down a rabbit hole. But we'll do music. I haven't got much more after that.
Right.
So it might be a really short podcast unless you've got loads more.
Is your rabbit hole about music?
No. Well, kind of. It's someone that ended up doing music.
Dear. Right, so at number one, I've got Karma Chameleon. And this is the 18th to 24th week of the 18th and 24th of September.
Got the week before that. Karma. I put in the 15th and it went automatically to the week before. They've updated the charts website, haven't they?
So
it's much harder to... The information's bigger, but it's harder to like screenshot and put into your like your Word document.
Mm.
Like if charts company, if you're listening, just stop being cunts and docking ourselves and just fucking go back to your old design.
Yeah, you cunts.
You cunts.
So I've got Karma Chameleon number one by Culture Club. Number two, I've got Rev Rev Wine by UB40. At number three, I've got Tonight I Celebrate My Love by Pedo Bryson and Roberta Flack. speaking of Pedo Bryson, I've got Paul Young, number four. We've Come Back and Stay. Have we spoke about Come Back and Stay?
I don't think we have. I think that's Paul Young's best one.
I agree. Is it better than Toast? Toast is good, isn't it?
I don't think I've ever heard Toast apart from you going, Toast.
Really?
Yeah, never heard Toast.
No.
I don't think I have. Was that by his previous band? Hmm. What were they called?
Street Band, yeah.
That sounds like something off Sesame Street.
It's straight off of Sesame Street. I cannot believe you've never heard that.
No, I've never heard it.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul Young. I mean, Paul Young was in there, man. He was in the Q-tips, wasn't he?
So how old was Paul Young then in 1983?
In 83, I reckon, around the time of Come Back and
like
Stay.
Now, September 83, the month we're doing.
Oh, right, yeah. I reckon he was...
I don't guess him, mate. Just look on Wikipedia.
28? Paul Young. How old do you think Paul Young is? He's 67.
But everyone from the 80s is in their 60s now. So what, he's 67? What, so what year was he born?
56.
56. So yeah, what would he have been like, 27 when this came out?
I said 28. That wasn't bad, was it?
Yeah, it weren't right, but it was close.
Mm. Yeah, probably closer than what you were thinking. It's quite good, though.
I was thinking I either had to go higher or lower than you, and I'd probably have gone lower.
That's 25.
No, I'd have just said 27, because then anything lower and I'd have won. Come Back and Stay was one of them ones where didn't you have two birds at the microphone kind of doing the... Like that sexy leg dance that Birds used to do in the
80s. What's that backing vocal? Because he does, why don't you come back?
Please hurry.
Is that the girls that sing that bit? Back?
Yeah, isn't it?
And then he comes in with a come back and stay for good.
It's all right, that.
Yeah.
You know, in Paul Young's oeuvre, it's all right, isn't it?
It ain't a slowie, is it? It's got a little bit of fire about it, isn't it? Whereas all his other stuff was just like a fucking semi-on on a fucking wedding dance floor, wasn't it?
Little chubby in your chinos.
That's a good name for a band. I've got a number six, Dolce Vita by Ryan Paris. Do you like that?
Nah. I went and watched the video of that a while ago. Have you seen it?
No.
It's just fucking dog shit. Like, it's a weird kind of European thing, isn't it?
Mm.
But it was a big hit, wasn't it?
I remember, like, because this chart now... This is Now One and Hits 83, which are my first two albums.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And Dolce Vita's not on the Now One, but it's on my Hits compilation, which was two records, not a gatefold, but two albums that you got for the price of one.
Beep, 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 boo.
Don't pull that face. But I remember quite liking it then. It hasn't really held up. But number five, I've got Mama, Mama, Mama! by Genesis.
I just killed a man.
Now I can hear you murmur.
What's your favourite Mama song?
Mamma Mia.
Ah, yeah. What, more than, look, Mama, I love you. But you gotta let me live my life.
Look, Mama, look, Mama, look, Mama.
Look, Mama, look. Did we meet Howard Jones's mum? She was doing his merch that night.
She was, wasn't she?
That night. When would that have been? Like 92?
Can you remember that night?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I got dumped, didn't I?
Yeah, you...
I was all balling into me pint all the way down there. She bought me a ring, and I remember undoing the window and launching the ring out the window on the way to the festival in Basildon. I remember, yeah, fuck off. And as soon as I threw it, I thought, oh, I want to do that.
I wish I'd kept that ring as a memory. But Howard Jones was playing at the Royal Festival Hall in Basildon, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think it was the Royal Festival Hall, but you know, I like to think it was called the Royal Festival Hall in Basildon. And we rocked up early, didn't we? You'd been fucking dumped, but we still took our picture disc and our singles to get signed by Howard Jones, didn't we, prior to the gig?
Way more important.
And then we turned up there early, didn't we, in the hope of meeting him. And then Mrs. Jones turned up, didn't she, with all the merch and that. Just this old girl, looked like Harold Bishop in a wig.
Mrs. Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
with all Howard's merch, didn't she? And then Howard turned up like a while later, didn't he? And like signed all our stuff and invited us in to watch the sound check where he played, because you told him.
I was all weepy and he played this little album track that I really liked. And it was a bit of an art breaker and he played it for me in the sound check.
Yeah.
Lovely you, Howard.
My memory of you is just you with like your red eyes and like swollen face from all that crying, but still wearing my Mac Lad's twat t-shirt. Twat ring. Were you wearing that?
My photo of Howard Jones, I'm wearing a fucking white shirt with the words twat in big letters on the front. Why did we not have it off with many women?
Dunno.
Because most people like Antonio were at Pizzazz fucking fingering birds to Baby D. Me and you was hanging around with washed up Howard Jones in 1992 talking to his mum in a fucking twat t-shirt.
It's all starting to come back to me why we never had it off.
Well, that was obviously probably Howard's low point, wasn't it? That would have been pre-nostalgia.
Yeah, everyone from the 80s, their currency was very low, wasn't it, in the 90s. Like, well, I went to see fucking Midge at the Army and Navy in Chelmsford. Like, the bloke who wrote Band-Aid, like, belting out Vienna to fucking 25 people.
Oh, it's bleak, isn't it?
Oh, it was pretty bleak. But they're all getting their, you know, they've been reassessed, haven't they, and celebrated.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like Mama by Genesis?
What? I'm not that bothered about it.
Yeah.
Do you like Genesis?
Yeah.
But generally, you like Genesis?
Yeah, I've said it. Like, the Invisible Touch album I bought when it came out in 86, and I fucking loved it.
They've gone more pop than prog then, though, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not into fucking lute solos and fiddly-diddly-diddly, but I like the old Wardrobe song with Gabriel singing. I think that's a fucking belter. And the album, and then there were three, the first one with Collins singing. There's loads of songs on that I really fucking love. Follow You, Follow Me, you know that one, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love that. I think it's really fucking good.
Yeah, isn't it?
There's a track on there called Snowband I really like.
What's your favourite Genesis song, if you were pushed to say one that was your favourite out of all of them? If men burst in with machine guns.
Probably Wardrobe or... I really like Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. I really like the little bit where it goes, got some money in my pocket.
Yeah, it's good, ready to burn. It? Yeah. So is that off Invisible Touch?
Yeah.
I did have Invisible Touch on cassette, but I've got such a fucking terrible memory. I had on my iPhone, Abacab was the first song alphabetically. Yeah. So whenever I'd plug my iPhone into my car, Abacab would start playing.
Yeah.
But I think if I was pushed to choose one, it would have to be Land of Confusion.
You like that one, didn't
just
you?
Just really fucking like it.
Oh, there's one called Many Too Many that I really like by them as well.
Oh, I don't know.
It was a single.
How was it?
And it sounds proper Collins, but it is Genesis.
He's in a pickle now, Collins, and Lee sent us a text with a picture of him saying it was our fault, didn't he?
We hadn't slagged off Collins.
I think the phrase, when did he stop being a bloke and become a cunt?
Oh, sorry.
I think we've done that about half a dozen times over the 3 years.
I'm always pissed, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, it's easy to fucking hate Phil Collins and Genesis, isn't it?
Mm.
But they've got some good songs.
Easy Lover.
Your favourite song ever?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to knock Wax, Bridge to the Art off the top spot.
Nah. That was second at the time, I think.
Yeah. And then what was it after that? Running in the Family, Level 42. And I don't think what else was in that mix then. Stepping Out, Joe Jackson.
Yeah, Stepping Out was definitely in my top songs.
You loved Level 42, didn't you?
You made me buy their album as my first ever album. And I did like it. I did like it.
Oh, fuck you, Phil. Right. At number 10, What Am I Gonna Do by Rod Stewart.
Oh, do you know what? I've not done much research this month, but I did go and look at the video of that. Can you remember the video? It's like it's
How's
on a
the song go?
What am I gonna do?
Oh, I like that one.
I'm so in love with you.
That's quite good, though.
It's got some good bits in it. Yeah, it's got some good bits in it. I think I might have started a bit higher then.
Yeah.
But you left nowhere to go, did I? It's like Partridge doing a I do birds.
That was an ambitious start.
But the video's on a boat, you know, like Duran Rio.
Yeah,
it's on a boat, and it's him and all his goons from the band on a boat, just playing the song. Him kind of climbing up the fucking netting and the
rigging,
climbing up the rigging. Rob would never have to frig in the rigging, would he?
This was where I wanted to go with it, and I was just thinking. So Rod's on a boat,
yeah,
right, and
there's the cabin boy.
He's the cabin boy.
Yeah, no, he's got to empty it out somewhere. Rod can't go a day without having it off.
Right, obviously people know that. That's a fact.
Yeah,
like I think there's got to be somewhere in like the British Museum or something where that's verified.
Yeah,
like that if something goes wrong and he ends up in court.
There is a certificate actually stating that in the British Museum, but we stole it from Scotland, so it's probably going to have to be returned there at some point.
When he thinks, what am I going to do? And he's on a boat with a full erection.
Yeah.
Right.
What am I going to do? I'm going to do the cabin boy.
He just doesn't care what it is.
No, the youngest, freshest arsehole. If there's no leggy blondes.
He's an arse man.
Not normally.
Right.
Normally he's strictly snatch.
Yeah.
But there's no leggy blondes around. There's a young cabin boy. Just turned 16.
Yeah.
Rod's not a nonce.
No, of course he's not.
But if there was no one else, he might be.
But there ain't.
No. But the cabin boy's turned 16. Yep. Fair game.
Wallop.
Yeah. Handful of spit. Rod. The cabin boy's name was Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He literally did Rod Stewart. That was at number 10. At number 11, Chance by Big Country. Tenuous link. If you had to look at the early 80s, biggest cunts, who would you have? Let's go three biggest cunts of the early 80s.
Three biggest cunts of the early 80s. Thatcher.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a bit of a no-brainer. Is that cheating?
He's completely justified.
I mean, it's too easy to go Thatcher, Tebbit, Van Day.
I listened back to one the other day. And I honestly think the funniest thing you've said on this podcast is, hang on, I've got to get this right because I'm pissed, was famously the biggest cunt in any duo apart from Dollar. It fucking really made me laugh. I'd forgot you'd said it and I was just listening back and it pops up. It really fucking made me laugh. Oh, fucking hell. What else you got? Have you listened to Tahiti by David Essex?
Yeah, it's wank, isn't it?
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. Why is he sniffing around? Where's Tahiti? Is that Hawaii way?
I don't know. I thought it was like the paste you put in hummus.
Might be. Like, why is he messing around in other countries trying to fucking get his end away?
He don't need to go abroad to get his leg over, does he? He just fancies a bit of something different.
No, I know, but like...
He's got tired of the fanny in the East End, which you would eventually, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
it smells of woodbines.
No, I know, but he's a traveller, isn't he? He's got his little caravan. Like,
he's got his scarf around his neck.
Yep.
And he just wants to go to some foreign climes and get his leg over. Give him a break.
Sorry.
He's just going somewhere else to have it off. Like when Lee went on holiday.
No, you know when you went on holiday. You said you went, where did you say you went? Malta to have it off?
No, I didn't go to Malta to have it off. I just went to Malta to have an holiday and I happened to have it off there.
I'm still uncomfortable with that.
And you hate me having it off, didn't you? Firstly, you hate me having it off, and then you hate me having it off abroad, like Essex.
I don't want you having holiday sex. Bothers me. I can't remember that. I can't believe you went on holiday, because we never have foreign holidays. Loads of our mates all went on, like, lads' holidays, and we never done any of that. And then you went abroad.
I went on
with
lads,
a lady.
I went on loads of lads' holidays and that abroad, but I just didn't invite you.
You didn't. You went to that one when you was about...
You were always just like...
You went to that one when you was 13 and had to go and watch Sticky Vicky, and from what I gather, you went home and cried because you didn't know what was happening.
That lady's willy looks funny. Putting things in it, pulling them out again.
Turtle dove come out the end of her willy. Oh, fucking hell. What else you got to talk about music wise?
Well, you've done the top 10, haven't you?
Yeah. What's Soul Inside by Soft Cell?
One of the other ones that you can't sing.
Oh,
I went to see Soft Cell, didn't I?
When?
At Audley End.
Who with?
Because we was all going to go, weren't we?
Yeah.
It was on a Friday, and I think he was at the club.
Yeah.
Was it a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago? Soft Cell.
Was it OMD?
OMD.
Oh.
Evan 17.
Yeah.
But, no, it's really fucking good. Really
OMD, brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, OMD just fucking, they just smash it. Like, second time I saw OMD, they blew Aha off the stage. They're just really fucking good. It just got so many fucking hits.
How was Soft Cell?
You were
asleep around a lost
but you know
found...
what? That's...
Oh, don't tell me that weren't anything other than perfect.
No, that's just, it's just fucking, yeah. It's the best one, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good.
But they got a few decent ones, Soft Cell, and they had a few new ones that sounded all right.
And now I'm all alone in... That's it. Like,
seedy, isn't it?
All of their songs are seedy, apart from Salo Wave Goodbye. That's what they... That's how Almond operated. But that's a lovely song, that is. Like, hang on, why is he doing that? And like, Sex Dwarf. And it was just like...
No, Salo Wave Goodbye is just different fucking level,
brilliant.
Isn't it?
Fucking brilliant.
Torch. They come on to Torch.
Mm-hmm. Did they do
what?
What can I say? That's fucking brilliant.
What?
They
did Tainted Love, going into Where Did Our Love Go?
Baby,
which was really good. Yeah.
Mm. Have you ever seen the performance of him and Somerville doing I Feel Love / Johnny
Remember Me?
Remember Me.
No.
It's quite weird. Like, I watched it the other day because I'm one of the communards on the music pod. So I was just watching some stuff. And I ended up going down a bit of a Bronski Beat rabbit hole.
That's a dangerous rabbit hole to go down.
Do you know how fucking good is Why?
Yeah.
It's really fucking good. And and then obviously their duet of I Feel Love, which is really fucking good. But when you see them both kind of performing it, like... Mark Allman looks like he's kind of starting to embrace like yuppie culture in a suit, and it don't suit him.
Yeah.
And whereas like Somerville, he's just, you know, bomber jacket, jeans, turn ups, docks, like, yeah. And wears it well. But it's a very awkward performance because they're like they're miming and there's no microphones. It's a very fucking strange performance. Good song, man.
So what was that on?
Top of the Pops.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. What you got that you want to talk about on music, mate?
Not a lot, really. Like, I had Old Rag Blues or Old Rag Blues by Status Quo.
I don't know that one.
No, I didn't know. I went and had a little listen. Because Old Rag Blues sounds like Rossi's Birds on the Blob and he's proper pissed off because he was hoping to get his leg over.
Yeah, but he's ended up fucking having a couple too many fucking pints and he's ended up fucking sneaking around Parfit's house while Parfit's out with the fucking boys playing snooker.
Yeah. But no, that weren't what it was. He's got the Old Rag Blues because it sounds like he wants to know what this bird's doing with her jeans when she's finished with them. Never had him down as a like seat sniffer, did you,
no,
Rossi?
He was double denim. He wanted every bit of denim he could get his hands on.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. He ain't sniffing them.
No, he didn't need to sniff anything, mate. No. The only thing he'd sniff is his fingers.
His fingers afterwards. Oh, did someone say about...
Could he have his thumbs in his pockets and his fingers were always outside because he knew it was just a matter of time.
If you put them in his pockets, then jeans would need a wash.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, was it last month we was talking about Parfit laying along in the Band-Aid bogs? Because someone said on the video of Band-Aid, someone messaged, didn't they? I can't fucking remember. I've had too much to drink, I think. But someone said there's a scene in the Band-Aid video where Parfit and Rossi are laughing together and do like a gesture or something.
He does a little gesture. Yeah. Like he's kind of... Rossi kind of does a little gesture like he's acting out the shape of a woman with his hands.
Oh, right, because I think someone suggested he was gesturing how long his turb was that he'd left.
Exactly
in there.
That. It must have been that.
Yeah.
It must have been that. This is like a true crime podcast, mate.
It is, isn't it?
Solving things. Modern Love by Bowie jumps into the top 10.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Like, it's a good one, isn't it?
I've got the week before you, so... Yeah, it is a good one, isn't it, Modern Love?
Yeah. Energy.
Yeah. If you had to choose 80s Bowie or 70s Bowie?
70s by a mile.
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
I mean, Modern Love's great. Let's Dance is great. Absolute Beginners is great. China Girl's all right.
But yeah, a bit racist nowadays, isn't it? You know,
Ashes to Ashes was 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ashes to Ashes is fucking fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, he's just got loads of great songs.
Yeah.
Like... Modern Love. In the 80s, what was Modern Love? Was fingering modern?
Yeah, no one fingered in the 70s, did they?
No. I'm just thinking school playground, things that I thought was modern. Bombay roll. Pearl necklace.
Yeah.
Soggy biscuit. They were the three things in the 80s that were like, I think, sort of front runners, pioneering. Like the sexual movement was progressing at pace.
Ladies starting to trim their bifters.
There was a lot of that.
That was Modern Love.
Yeah, yeah. But can you remember hearing about things like Bombay? Was it always approached to you like, do you know what a Bombay roll is? Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and never knowing. Do people still do Bombay rolls? Is it just called like a titty fuck now? Or like...
Tit wank, isn't it?
Tit wank, yeah. But yeah, like...
No, I mean...
Everything's getting quicker and changing it. The attention spans are getting shorter.
Bombay roll's off the menu, isn't it?
It is off the menu. Like, I think nowadays people ain't got time to fucking spend like 3 minutes just ramming three digits in a front bum. It's just like, I ain't got time, mate. Like, I'm going straight in. It's TikTok, mate. I blame TikTok.
Yeah. So why are they whipping it out then?
What do you mean?
Whipping it out, like everyone whips it out for the money shot, aren't they? Because I did that song, didn't I? Nobody spunks up a cunt anymore.
I don't know, mate. It's like...
What's that all about?
It's conversations like this that make me just feel a bit old. Like, because I'm not being funny. It's like...
There's no greater gift, is there, than releasing inside a woman?
Do you know
on
what,
holiday?
Mate? These youngsters, anyone that's listening to this podcast that's just whipping it out and going off over a set of tits, mate, do you know what?
Or a Jaxie.
Go and Google Fripp's Privilege, right?
Yeah.
Go off in it or up it. Not over it, in it or up it. Got anything else for music, mate? Shall we do TV?
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you got anything?
No, I went on to events and got lost down a rabbit hole, and so I got nothing. So
what rabbit hole? I'm intrigued.
I don't know. Shouldn't we? I feel like we should maybe finish on the rabbit hole I went down. Do we normally do TV before events?
We've got TV. Why am I explaining to you 3 years in how it rolls?
Because by this point I'm always pissed and have no. Oh. What are you putting? Some little
cheese biscuits. Yeah.
I'm just going to suck a prawn. What's it?
Oh, you got the last one?
Oh, there's two in there.
All right.
Go on, have that
one. Go on, you know what? I've had about 300.
Can do TV?
We do TV. Right, okay. Let's have a little look. What have I got for TV? Right, TV. On ITV, Chaz and Dave's knees up.
Chaz and Dave's knees up.
Yeah. Saturday night TV. Like, I presume it was a one-off. How good's that?
That's brilliant, isn't it?
So, how do you think that plays out? Like, I'm imagining it's set in, like, a studio looking like a pub.
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
Like, Odgie's is at the old Joanna. Like,
Arthur Mallard's in the corner, dressed as a pearly king.
Yeah, Beryl Reed's there. I don't know. Were women invited?
Yeah,
they were.
As long as I kept it buttoned.
Yeah, for the best. What I like about this is, like, just the kind of the different ends of the spectrum, right? So you look at the charts and you've got Boy George at number one.
Yeah.
You know, and they're at number one and they're on the pops on Saturday night. And there he is, you know, doing his thing all over the newspapers. Is it a boy? Is it a girl? And, like, you know, there's this big progression, you know, in the way that people see their pop stars and gender. And then Saturday night, let's roll it back with a couple of geezers with beards.
Yeah.
Like, drinking fucking pints and just talking about ain't no pleasing you.
They weren't 80s, though, were they, Chaz and Dave? They were, like, left over from the 70s, weren't they? When would Rabbit and Gertrude have been? Would they have been the kind of turn of...
I reckon it was right on the turn. Like, yeah. Because I remember, like, every family party I went to, that kind of Chaz and Dave album that was, like, the sort of animated cover, like, the best of Chaz and Dave or whatever, that would get played at every fucking party, yeah. And everyone would be singing Rabbit and Gertrude and, like...
I definitely think, like, Rabbit and Gertrude and the Sideboard song,
yeah,
belong in the 70s, even if they were in the... And Ain't No Pleasing You. Mm. I know they were in the 80s, but they're the hangover from the 70s, aren't they? Because they're kind of looking back at a...
Chaz never gelled his hair back and played a synth.
No, exactly. Like, and sort of
he wouldn't entertain that.
No, God, no.
No.
No, if he turned up for a gig and there weren't a proper Joanna there.
Yeah.
Like someone had just plugged in some electric fucking... Yeah,
some Ponce Nightliner's fucking giving him a fucking Roland. It'd be like, mate.
No. No, just fucking, he'd turn it up, wouldn't
he? Yeah, wouldn't entertain it. Wouldn't entertain it. So I'm just thinking, how do you think Chaz and Dave would react if, like, in the middle of their knees up, right, they're like, fucking Gucci. They're going for it, right? Everyone's there fucking having a right old fucking jolly, proper East End fucking knees up.
That's a good night.
It's a great night, right? It's not necessarily representative of the time. It's very representative of maybe former generations that are all having a great time, right?
They're just having a good night.
No, they're having a great night. And like, but then in walks David Sylvian and Nick Rhodes.
Yeah, the music just stops, doesn't it? What? You made me play a wrong note. Yeah, it all goes quiet, doesn't it?
I reckon...
The saloon doors are just going...
What do you reckon Rhodes says? Do you reckon Rhodes to say something like along the lines of like...
I don't think he'd get a word out of his mouth before Odgies is up. And
you reckon?
Yeah. Rhodes is just laying on the floor. He's got two teeth missing.
Yeah.
And he says, what did you do that for?
Yeah. Sylvian's took his glasses off and put them in his pocket because he don't want to get them broke.
Yeah.
And he's like... I like to think he went in there with an agenda, but he's backpedalling quickly. And he's dragging Rhodes out by his feet, just apologising.
Yeah.
Sorry about my music as well.
Yeah, sort of sorry about the way the 80s have gone.
Yeah. I like that Snooker Loopy one, mate.
Haven't released that yet, but...
what else was on? TJ Hooker. I remember really liking that when it dropped. Shatner.
How old was Shatner at this point?
86.
Blimey.
I know.
Is he deceased?
Shatner. I've got a feeling he isn't.
He's got to be knocking on, hasn't he?
Let's have a look. If he was 86 in 82, in 83...
He's 126 now.
All right, let's have a look.
Nimoy's gone, hasn't he?
Oh, let's have a little look. Right, okay.
I always got a bit confused between Leonard Cohen and Leonard Nimoy.
Which Leonard Nimoy? Why have you said Leonard?
Because that's how he pronounced it.
No, it wasn't. William...
Leonard Nimoy.
Shatner. He's 92, Shatner.
Fucking hell.
Now when you say things on a podcast and with our fucking previous...
Yeah. Can we be the first to offer our condolences to the Shatner family and all fans of Star Trek and TJ Hooker?
Captain's log. Blankety Blank was on.
Who was hosting Blankety
Wogan.
Blank?
Wogan hosts the comedy quiz game Everyone Can Play at Home, in which contestants attempt to match their blanks with six guest stars. Windsor Davis, Sandra Dickinson, Kenny Everett, Larry Grayson, Beryl Reed, and Annika Rice. What a lineup!
Didn't even know Annika Rice was a thing in 83.
No, nor did I.
Never really fancied Annika Rice.
No, a bit posh.
Yeah.
I fancied Sandra Dickinson.
That's who I gave the four for.
Oh, right, yeah. No, I'm glad it weren't Beryl Reed.
Was Beryl Reed on it?
Yeah. Right,
Beryl Reed must have had a dusty old cunt by this point. Cobwebs.
Quick game of blankety blank.
Windsor Davis.
Yeah. What was his tagline?
Don't know.
It was always like, "Hey, you boy." Hang on. What was it he said?
"Say, boy, look mighty cute in them jeans. Why don't you come here and fuck my ass?" Yes.
It was. His thing was like, lovely boy," wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Quick game of blankety blank.
Hmm.
Right. So, as people that have never played or watched blankety blank before, it's a really simple thing. I'll ask a question and I remove one word with the word blank, and Cunt will have to let me know what that word is. Okay. The question is: you ready, Cunt?
Yep.
Soft Cells, Mark Allman, famously had blank pints of spaff pumped from his stomach.
Two. Depending on what part of the country you're in.
Bang! Correct. It's a short game. News?
Yep.
I ain't got loads for news. I'm going to pull up what I've got here. There was like a historic prison break.
See, when I hear the word historic, I always think sex crime.
No, no. It was a maze prison escape. 38 prisoners armed with 6 guns hijack a lorry and escape from a Majesty's prison maze in County Antrim.
In the USA?
No, in County Antrim. That's an island, mate.
Oh, right.
Like, the largest escape, prison escape since World War II and in British history.
How many got out?
19 escapees are later apprehended.
Out of how many?
38. That ain't bad.
So it's still 19 on the loose?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get in. Good on you, lads. I think if you can fucking break out of prison, it don't matter what you've done, good on you. As long as it's not a rape or kids.
Yeah.
But, like, good on you.
Yeah.
Grab us another beer, will you?
Yeah, come
on. If you've got the wherewithal to escape from prison, because there's lots of people making sure that you don't escape from prison. So if you can plan a fucking escape from prison and execute it and get out, good on you. Good on you. Good luck to you.
So where I want to go with this, me and you, right, we get banged up, right?
What we got banged up for?
This podcast. Like, one of the multiple people that you've accused of being a fucking nonce or whatever.
Or Joel's Brendriff. Or someone.
One of the many people.
Elton John or...
One of the many people that you've, Cliff.
Del Boy. Mike from Mike and the Mechanics.
Genesis' legal team get in touch, and we get put away. We get put in Belmarsh, right?
Oh, Belmarsh is quite rough, though, isn't
it? Yeah, of course it is, mate. Like how do you see this playing out when we get locked up? And like,
are we in a cell together?
Yeah. Like, and how are we getting out?
I think you're only held in Belmarsh, though, aren't you? You're just held in Belmarsh for a short amount of time.
All right. We get moved to Strange Ways. That's a good name for a prison, isn't it?
I don't want to find out the strange ways that happen in prison, do you?
Well, we're in it, mate.
But the thing is, we're both in our late 40s now, aren't we? So, what?
Well, what do you think we're just going to be there like the old geezer in fucking Shawshank that's got a pigeon?
No, we like no one's going to want our bums, are they?
No, but I think do you reckon they'll look at us and think they're a couple of fucking big fellas? Do you reckon they can still mix it? Who do they think they are?
Oh, I don't want to be taken down a peg or two. What do you say about the Queen? all right, we've got to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
How are we getting out?
Right, my toothbrush.
Right.
My plastic toothbrush.
I've turned mine into a shank already.
Yeah, me too. I've whittled it against the bricks and I've got it into a shank.
We're tooled up, right?
Yeah, we're tooled up.
Yeah.
Both of us, we've just whittled the end of our toothbrush into shanks.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is we're going out on exercise.
Right. Walking around the yard?
Yeah.
Right.
We've managed to buy a couple of people off because I've gone a few days without butter on my toast. So I've bought off a big fella. I've bought off a big fella with blocked arteries.
Yeah.
And also like me smoke. I've pretended I smoke and that.
Yeah.
So me smokes.
You palmed off your backy on him.
Yeah, I've palmed off my backy on another. So we got two big fucking lumps.
Yeah.
who are going to create a diversion.
I've still had butter on my toast and I'm still smoking away, but I wank one of the other ones off, yeah?
Yeah, you sucked someone off, but you turned out to be a nonce, so it was no use. Someone else has used their shank on him. So
I'm feeling a little bit bad about myself right now. So we're walking around the yard.
You with your greasy fingers wiping your mouth.
I just want to go home, mate.
Right, the two big fellas that I've paid off with me butter and smokes.
Right.
They make a fuss.
Right.
They make a fuss. All the waters go over. They think it's an off. Me and you, we start climbing the fence.
Right.
The waters notice just as we're going over the top.
Yeah.
Like, your trousers get caught on the barbed wire and I go...
Whose trousers? Mine or yours?
Yawn.
Right.
Right. I'm over.
Right. I'm still at the top.
Yeah. You're trying to get your leg over, but your trousers have got caught on the barbed wire. So I'm like, Roy, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Yeah, and, no worries. I'm coming.
But you're like, but me cock's going to come out. And I'm like... Look, just fucking don't worry about it.
My trousers or my trousers and pants?
No, trousers and pants. In fact, no, it was just your trousers, but you didn't have any pants on because you shit yourself about this escape last night and you had to wipe your bum and your pants. You ran out of toilet paper. So.
Okay. We're stuck at the top.
No, you ain't stuck because I've just dragged you down. Your trousers are caught at the top, but your little fucking peanuts out.
So I've just got a stripy T-shirt on and nothing else.
A stripy T-shirt, nothing on your bottom half. All right, I'll give you a hanky to hold over your modesty, right? And we just fucking leg it.
Dogs?
We leg it, yeah. They set the dogs out.
Yeah.
The whole fucking lot's coming after us. Castle pulls up in his Skoda. The back is full of wood and them three doors that he picked up from my... from my sideway yesterday, so me and you have to hang on to the roof rack like him when we were on the Canning Town flyover. We jump on the roof, he pulls off at 20 miles an hour because he just can't get it up to speed because his back's overladen.
My cock and bollocks are both exposed.
Yeah, but you're trying to hold on with one hand, trying to hold the little flannel that I've given you over him.
Your trousers are fine.
Yeah, I'll go over all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Castle pulls off, he hits the A12, the lights disappear into the distance, we're free, and me and you just kind of... Castle drops off in the lay-by on the A12, and we just make our way off, and we hole up in Clacton, under the pier.
Have I still got any trousers at this point?
No.
Oh.
You nick a pair of Speedos from one of the shops. So we bed down for the night under the pier.
Yep.
The sea comes in, it's so full of human shit, we both die.
Sport?
Yep. But at least we got out. We had that last fucking hurrah, didn't we?
Yeah. What have I got from sport? Oh, right. So I pulled up this thing, because I always struggle with finding stuff about sport. And I found this thing which is more focused on sort of Europe.
Oh.
And there's lots of football and cycling, speed skating, figure skating... But what I did see was, where is it? Handball. And I just thought, there's a sport called handball.
Cheating.
Right. You look so fucking sincere then. But for me, I just think if you was a commentator, like, you'd have no voice. Handball!
Yeah,
like you couldn't just go like and handball, like you can't, can you?
No.
Like as soon as someone, even a finger, gets anywhere near it,
yeah,
handball.
Yeah, hits him on the top of the arm. Handball.
So it made me think about like just fucking ridiculous, like terms that people shout, like, man on! Like, I mean, I don't play football. You still play football. Do people shout man on?
Yeah.
It's still a thing?
Yeah.
And one of the other things, like...
I'll tell you what else people shout.
What's that mean?
That means you've got time on the bowl.
As, who invented, and what does it mean? Like, obviously, I mean, I know what it meant to us. Rush goalie. There was rush goalie.
Yeah, and that's still a thing.
And goalie when?
Goalie
when needed.
I can't remember what the difference was between rush goalie and goalie when. Well, rush goalie, when.
You could come out and play a bit.
Yeah.
But goalie when was like anyone could be goalie. So if like one of us was like in the area, but they could be goalie.
So was rush goalie like a designated goalie?
Yeah, that could sort of come out and play.
We still have rush goalie sometimes. Like if we have five a side.
Yeah.
And someone don't turn up, so like you end up with 5v4. The team with four can play with rush goalie, but if you play with rush goalie, you always just you have to have a shooting line because otherwise anyone can hit it from anywhere, can't they?
So over your head and you're in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Goalie when? It was just short of goalie when, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm like, is headers and volleys still a thing?
Like, no men play headers and volleys, do they? Kids play headers and volleys. If you turned up at a sports centre or like the cage where you were going to play football and someone suggested playing headers and volleys, like you'd make sure they had a DBS check that they weren't a nonce.
I remember thinking, like, if you was allowed to play, and what's weird was we probably would have been in charge of any games of football we played over the park. Like, if it was made that, like, it was goalie when, I remember thinking, yes, this is going to be a really good game because anyone could play in goal.
Yeah.
I think that was more because no one really wanted to go in goal, did they?
No, who wanted to go in goal?
Ian Neil.
Paz.
Yeah, but he just didn't want to walk anywhere, did he? And I say walk, certainly didn't want to run, but he just didn't want to walk anywhere, did he?
So people who wanted to go in goal were either shit at football or lazy.
I think so.
How do people become goalkeepers? You can't just become a goalkeeper from being shit at football. Shilton ain't shit at football or lazy, is he?
He might be lazy.
Do you think he's lazy?
I don't know. Like, see what his missus says. She probably don't say a lot, does she?
No, out of fear. She called him lazy. Can you imagine?
Come on, Peter, get up.
Oh, shit.
Oh dear. Right. Right. Okay. Little bit of Pat chat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So last month we talked about a day in the life of Pat Roach and what happened on a normal working day on the scrapyard.
Some of these people who are listening won't have heard this podcast before and they'll be saying, who is Pat Roach?
Pat Roach is, I would say, probably 80% pubic hair. Like, he's a man's man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, Pat Roach was one of the he was probably the biggest bloke in Afwedus and Pet. And he was a professional wrestler. Not only was he a professional wrestler, he had a scrapyard.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't get any more, like...
He's odd, isn't he?
He's just just a bloke. I'm mindful that as I'm saying that, I've got this in my hair. I've got... The big cock bottle opener in my hand. But yeah, he was just a fucking geezer, wasn't he?
Yeah. Fella.
Bloke. So, last month we spoke about what Pat got up to.
Just on a normal day.
Just a normal day.
Yeah.
Just a normal day. So, today I want to talk about a little bit of Pat chat about... He's put in some graft. He's been wrestling every Saturday... he's been in the scrapyard every day.
Yeah.
Occasionally having to go and do a bit of like shooting for, not shooting like that. You know, he was probably more than capable of that. Yeah. But he was shooting for Afwedus and Pet.
Yeah. Monday to Friday's at the yard.
Yeah.
Every now and then he gets that useless fucking lump to look after it.
Yeah.
While he's off doing Afwedus and Pet.
Yeah. He's fucking useless cunt.
He might as well have not took the time off. It takes him twice as long to sort everything out after that fucking useless cunt looking after the other a day. Fucking. He's a big lump, but he's fucking useless.
Martin. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then Saturday, of course, he's on ITV Sport, isn't he? Like, fronting up the fucking giant A-stacks. And
bills to pay, mate.
And the like. And Kendo Nagasaki.
So after all of that, he says to Doreen, we're going away. Let's have a holiday, girl.
Yeah.
And have a week away. Where do you reckon he takes Mrs. Roach on holiday?
Hastings.
What's he like about Hastings, mate?
Crazy golf. The fella behind him, though, he's really impatient. So yeah. Pat wraps his club round the fella's fella's neck and has to go and get another one. That fella won't be playing crazy golf for a while. Eating through a tube. Should have just waited. And the next old Pat was going to offer him to play through anyway. Patient cunt.
I reckon by the third hole, Doreen was like, Patrick, just relax, mate. We're on holiday.
Yeah.
We're on holiday.
He's had enough. He's not moving.
No. And like, but I can just pick this fella, like Pat's picking up on the eye roll in the tutting.
Yeah.
And like, he's a bit embarrassed anyway, Pat, because the club he's been given from Crazy Club is way too small for him.
Yeah.
But it suits him quite nicely with one hand to stick around someone's neck.
Yeah, it's holiday season, so they only had the red ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
almost bent double, isn't he? He's like fucking playing for a child's club. He's a bit embarrassed about it, a bit self-conscious, and that geezer's fucking tutting, eye-rolling and staring. He's made Pat miss an easy putt. Yeah. Part of par three's turned into a five, and Pat don't like that, does he?
Why would he? This fella's trying to explain to the fireman cutting a club off of his neck where it all might have gone wrong. It's nice that he takes Doreen away. Yeah. I like that. Where would he stay, do you think, when he went on holiday?
B&B.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He ain't about a caravan?
No. Doreen needs a break from making his full English.
Right. So, like, he needs to know the word breakfast has to be in his accommodation.
Yeah.
How do you think he deals with the fact that the person comes over and says, would you be interested in a continental breakfast, Pat?
No, he would go somewhere where he knows that he wouldn't get asked that question.
Yeah, you don't want none of that, that modern stuff, does he?
No, go abroad if you want a continental breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hastings, fry up.
Yeah, fry up. Hastings, fry up. Crazy golf.
Do you think he's the sort of fella that likes a sunbed?
No.
No?
He wouldn't be seen dead on a sunbed.
Right, okay. Okay.
He would never put on any kind of sunblock or cream.
Really?
Yeah, blokes don't fucking put cream on, do they?
No, not at all.
He saw a fella putting cream on and he pointed and laughed at him. And he's ginger as well, so he goes bright red. But he'd rather go bright red and put any cream on and look like a fucking bird. When he strips off at night, you can see that leotard is white and the rest of him's red.
God, fucking little white leotard mark. Oh. See, I know in the 80s, everyone had a dinghy and you buy one of them little foot pumps. It would just blow it up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, three puffs and that's up. You don't need a fucking foot pump. It's Mark Harmon and Jimmy Somerville puffing away at their one.
Guess it here. Yeah. evening time, a little bit of evening entertainment in the clubhouse, like... Do you think Pat entertains it?
He's in a B&B, so they'll go out, go to a boozer.
Yeah, a little bit of cabaret. Is he into it?
He likes cover versions.
Right.
Rock music.
Yep.
What he don't want, his worst nightmare, is right. a singer with highlights.
I understand.
Or eyeliner.
Yeah. So all of a sudden they bring out like Lowestoft's like finest comedians come down to Hastings for the night. Keith Starburst, out he comes. Bit of fucking highlights, bit of eyeliner.
He ain't in his comfort zone.
I understand that,
He's
right?
feeling awkward. He's shifting awkwardly in his seat.
He's still just... He's having his pint. He's got a handful of peanuts. He's eating them. But then this fellow ain't just a singer. He's a bit of cabaret act as well. Brings out a little... one of them kind of little things. The ventriloquist dummy. Up you come. Someone from the audience. Big fella, you over there. Up he gets. Pulls Pat up. How's Pat deal with that?
He don't like it.
What don't you like, Pat?
I'm on me holiday.
Cheer up, you big bastard!
Oh, shit. Pat's gone up with an handful of peanuts. Slings the peanuts at him. The geezer's fucking holding his eyes.
Doreen's putting her coat on.
Doreen's putting her coat on. Keith Starburst leaving through a window. Laying there in a pile of broken glass.
He never lasts a week, does he?
No, but I had a nice few days.
Yeah. Don't talk a lot in the motor on the way home, do they? Just sitting in the Cortina, Doreen don't say anything.
Nah.
It's happened before. It'll happen again.
He needs to get back to the yard anyway. Marty's made a right mess of things, hasn't he? And Alan Kirby ain't going to wrestle himself.
See you in October.
No, hold on. We can't go yet.
Can't we? What you got?
You ain't done events.
Ain't I?
Nah.
Is that not news? Oh, fucking hell. Starburst through a window. Oh, fucking hell. Right. We ain't got round to your rabbit hole. You've been teasing this for about fucking 6 years.
Right. Events.
Right.
I went to events and this was the first one that popped up, and this is the reason I've done no research for this month's podcast.
Right.
Miss America 1984.
Right.
This happened in September 83. Miss America 84. The 57th Miss America pageant was held at the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey on September the 17th, 1983 on NBC Network.
Right.
Deborah Maffitt, Miss California 1982, crowned her successor, Miss New York 1983, Vanessa Williams.
The singer?
Yeah, at the end of the nationally televised event. In July 1984, Williams was forced to resign over the unauthorised publication of nude photographs and was succeeded by the first runner-up, Miss New Jersey, Suzette Charles, who served as Miss America until September the 20th, 1984.
Why did you go down the rabbit hole?
I'll come round and show you.
Shift your beers. I'm now intrigued. Right. Okay, so Vanessa Williams, she's been pulled away from this because she's had her bifter out, right? Is that Vanessa Williams?
Yeah.
She's actually got a beaver out as well.
I had no idea about this.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Bloody hell. Wow. That's really rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's literally some bird licking out of them. Fucking hell. Do Just when you thought the chance had passed, it's somebody near us. That's quite some rabbit hole, isn't it? Oh, and an arsehole. Fucking hell.
See you in October.
Can you send me that for the artwork?
Remembering when we were young in the 80s.